Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Third Space. I'm Kevin Weir.
And I'm Jeremy Berkeley.
Oh. Oh.
Wait, that's when it starts, right? After I say Jeremy Berkeley?
Yeah, yeah. No, then the theme song plays. It's just, really.
What?
Oh, no, not nothing. It's just,
I don't know what you're expecting.
I'm confused now.
This is just like every other intro we've done.
Okay. Let's go. And here we are inside the third space.
Whoa! There's Beach Boys or third
no,
space?
No, I was doing Doctor Who.
Okay.
What?
I thought you were doing ooh.
Are the Beach Boys in Doctor Who?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't watch that show.
No. I don't really watch it that much either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know certain things about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about things we know stuff about, not things we know nothing about.
That sounds like a...
Wait a second. We always talk about things we know nothing about.
That's kind of our deal.
Ugh.
Welcome to the 21st episode of The Third Space.
A amazing sequel to what we had just done before.
That's right. Our first multi-parter.
Yes, exciting.
Which we didn't realize was a problem until the end of the last episode.
I don't know why you think it would be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We told him what we were going to do next.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. There's no running joke there.
Nope.
So, last time on The Third Space...
Previously on The Third Space.
Kevin and Jeremy discussed the light side of the Force and what if only it existed in the real world.
That's right, Dalai Lamas, Popes, and the Jedi religion.
Spent a lot of time talking about Tibet, I guess.
And sex.
And both kinds of sex. All kinds of sex.
Sex and sex.
Sex and sex together at last on NBC.
Now we join our heroes as they start their next podcast.
The dark side of the Force.
Yeah, the dark side of the Force.
Now, unlike the light side of the Force, which is, you know, about selflessness and that,
yeah.
The dark side is, once again, not about being a dick.
No, it's not.
But it can be, because the dark side... This one, for some reason, I know a little bit more about. The dark side of the Force is about ambition.
Well, it's ambition. It's also aggression.
Passion.
Yeah.
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 Being aggressive and passionate. It's essentially about being Alec Baldwin from Glengarry Glen Ross.
Sure.
Yeah, you always be selling.
Yeah.
And you always be using the dark side of the Force.
Yeah.
This'll be a very... There might be some crossover because you could be aggressive, ambitious, and passionate.
Here's the thing.
And a good person.
We can almost directly correlate this to the Star Wars universe because... Emperor Palpatine,
yes,
while he is kind of a dick, does bring order to the galaxy.
Yeah.
Like, as an average citizen, your rights may have gone down in the Empire, but life was probably pretty okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, for the people who were, you know, on the outside, who, like, didn't care too much about, you know, all the Jedi and the Sith, you know, killing each other and that stuff.
Yeah.
Your life probably got a little bit more...
You know, it probably got a little bit better for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, just because order.
Yeah.
You don't have all the...
You don't have a bunch of chaos.
That's the opposite of order, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have a black hedgehog who tries to, you know, use jewels to take over the world.
Okay, I mean, that's Shadow.
Yeah.
And those are the Chaos Emeralds.
Yeah.
Are you saying that that's what chaos is?
No, but I mean it's a representation.
Well, what about
media?
What about like that water thing that was in that one game?
Yeah,
was his name actually Chaos?
I think it was.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
He was water. He was kind of stretchy.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I don't know what he was supposed to look like, but he was water.
Chaos. Yeah, that's
what Chaos looks like.
That's what Chaos looks like.
And then Shadow gets a gun.
Yeah,
and shoots Chaos in the face.
Yep.
Yeah.
The end.
Sega.
That's pretty close. Pretty good job.
Yeah, I know.
Good job on that.
I've heard it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the classic Sega theme.
You know what it should sound like, though?
What?
Sega.
So it's kind of ashamed of what it is?
Yeah.
Let me try.
Yeah.
Again. Sega.
That nervous Sega.
It wants to get it over with quickly. He's like, yeah. He doesn't want to remind you that it's Sega. It's like, hey, I wonder who made this game. Oh, yeah, Sega did. Sorry, who?
Or, Sega. Yeah, say it like you would say sorry. Sega.
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 Sega. Sega. Hey, remember when we made a game with terrible loading screens and also bestiality?
Sega.
Sega. Hey, remember when it was Sonic and he was turning into, what do we call it, a werehog? Which yeah. makes no damn sense. Yeah. Sega.
Sega.
Are people still want Nights into Dreams? That was a popular game, right? I don't know. Sega. It's the new way to say sorry.
So why don't we follow the way we introduced the topic last time, and that's just give a quick rundown of what the dark side is yes. and what sort of powers it affords.
Yes.
So I've already said it's about ambition and aggression.
Yep.
but once again, it's not tied to the Sith. But the powers you get are generally all about ambition and aggression.
Yes.
So you have Force Choke.
Yes.
You have Force Lightning.
Yes.
You have, again, body improvements, but usually focused on strength.
Yeah. So you're super jacked.
Yeah. Well, super strong. You're not actually more muscular.
That's true. Actually, being super strong would actually make it harder to become more muscular.
Yeah.
Because you're not working on your muscles.
Yeah. You also have extended lifespans.
But don't you become jerky?
What?
Extended lifespans, but you become beef jerky.
No, actually. Palpatine became jerky because he was struck by Force Lightning.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's in episode 3.
I slept through episode 3.
That's fair.
I might have watched it.
No.
You know what I'm going to give it? You know what I'm going to give episode 3?
Sega.
I might. There you go.
Sega.
I give it a big Sega. Damn, that's a good joke. That's a good joke, Gus.
Good goof.
Good goof. 10 out of 10. Would goof again.
Would put that up on Yelp.
Give a good review. This was a good joke. If I had a choice, I'd tell it again.
Yeah.
Joke Yelp. So you got the extended lifespan, which the light side, no, your light side does not get, I guess.
No, it doesn't. It gets Force Ghost.
Yeah, but that's what we get people like Malak and Revan and
yeah.
Snook, some sort of like head caved in monster.
Yeah,
it's probably living for a long time.
And remember, it's really important to note that although ambition is connected to the dark side, passion is what actually drives the dark side in terms of power. So your power is direct, like kind of like the Hulk. If you are raging, you have more dark side power.
Yeah.
Right?
So I think, are we through the powers? Or
I think that's a general sweet. Like, can you think of anything else?
My knowledge of Force powers mostly comes from the Force Unleashed game. And in that one, yeah, he does lightning. He throws his saber and it comes back. That's just Force. So they also have the Force pull and Force push.
Yeah, yeah. Well, those are kind of neutral Force moves.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can push someone for good things and for bad things.
You can.
Yeah.
Intent matters.
It does.
Yeah.
No, that's really all I could think of. They also have mind trick, but that one's more mind control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's also like they can force information to come from someone's mind, right?
Yeah.
Like interrogation, again, that's a very dark side type thing. Oh, they can mask their presence in the Force.
Yep. Can they also just like straight up just inflict harm on people?
Yep.
Like it's the opposite of healing them, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I guess healing was a light side power we never talked about.
Oh, you could heal people.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Doctors.
Edit that back in the other episode that's already out.
Yeah. Doctors. There'd be doctors who could heal people.
Yeah.
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 One of the big things I was thinking of when we came up with this is that more people would have the dark side powers because they are a little bit easier to get.
Yeah.
But there'll be different mindsets toward them because on the light side, we had a lot of, someone has these powers.
Yeah.
That means that they are that means like, they're good people. They, it's a, It's a character judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one, because it not doesn't necessarily mean that you are a evil person.
Yeah.
It just means you are an aggressive, passionate, ambitious person.
Yeah. I mean, it still has a connotation to it. It's just not,
yeah,
this person is evil or this person is
good. You're just like, oh, this person is... Well, we should explain, just in case for some reason someone came in on this episode and didn't see our first one.
Yeah.
If there is no light side in this world. It's only dark side.
Only dark side.
Only the dark side and the dark side powers.
Yeah.
Man, you would just have a lot of just jerkish people who are very angry and very passionate, shooting lightning out of their fingers.
Honestly, I feel like it's a lot like the world we live in. Just people have force powers.
Because once again, it'd be regulated. Like
that person at the checkout in the grocery store who gets upset because somebody messed up their checkout. It's like, starts force choking the cashier because they're upset.
And then I don't know, someone else in line starts force choking them.
Yeah, because they're upset that they're making them wait.
Yeah, and then it's just like a daisy chain of force choking.
Yeah. Ugh. People get road rage and just shooting lightning at each other. Yeah. Yeah.
So
here's the thing. Every politician would have dark side powers because they all have ambition.
It's true, yeah.
They all have ambition and they're all passionate. You don't get in politics unless you're passionate about it.
But unlike the light side where you'd have like force battles because it's a show of how good you are, it'd be like, okay, no force powers on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
Number one.
It'd be like, I know that during the debate, they're going to say some things that you disagree with vehemently.
Don't force lightning them.
Don't force lightning them. Don't do it.
What if I just push them just a little bit? Don't do it.
Don't do it.
They'll push you back. They also have force powers.
Yeah. Here's the thing also, though, is that it's important to note that just because you have the passion or the ambition doesn't mean that you can't control it.
But I mean, but that's where you get into like the good ones who have the powers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could be a monster with these powers very easily. Yeah. But you'd
be offset by like let's say.
Well, you'd get put down pretty quick.
Well, there'd probably be police officers.
Yeah.
Who would have the powers?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
because they still believe in. They believe in justice.
Yep.
Like all those people you see in Die Hard, all the cops you see in those ones, where it's like, yes, justice.
John McClane would have dark side force powers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
make
he would.
No mistake.
But so would Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber definitely would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Die Hard would get a lot more awesome.
Well, there'd be a lot more special effects. But not in this world.
I'm just imagining, like... That scene where Hans and John McClane are sitting next to each other and Hans is pretending to be, you know, some American guy.
Yeah.
And then they figure each other out. They're like, lightning!
Yeah, that's what would happen. Or they'd both force push each other.
Ha ha ha. Now I have a machine gun. I probably still won't use it. I'll just force choke you.
Yeah. You know, in this world, there's probably a lot less firearms.
It's true, because... You wouldn't need them as much.
Yeah, I mean, there'd still be, like, siege weaponry and long-range weaponry.
Sorry, when you said siege weaponry, I imagine, like, modern day, but then a trebuchet.
Yeah.
They're launching rocks at us now.
I mean, there'd still be rockets and stuff, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, close quarters combat...
Force lightning,
force choke, force push.
Well, the big thing is the force choke and all that stuff works better on people who like don't have the powers. Like, there's a reason why Vader or like all people who are force choking can't really force choke other Jedi. They just be like, stop that.
Yeah, well, they can resist with their force powers.
Yeah, stop it. Stop doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is also, people who have these powers. Would be constant, like the people that are just super ambitious would be constantly testing the other people.
See how ambitious you are.
Well, here's the thing. You know if that person has ambition. Now, their ambition might not match up against yours. Like, if both of us have different ambitions, let's say your ambition is to be the fastest.
Do a backflip.
My ambition is you want to be the person who's best at backflips. You're just really passionate about it, right? Whereas what if mine is just, I want to be able to hold my breath for 5 minutes, right? These are both pretty simple ambitions that would not grant us a lot of power, but we would not use our powers against each other.
But we would be the best of friends.
We would.
With our force powers, because I really want to be able to do a backflip.
Yeah.
And you really want to hold your breath.
Yeah. Underwater. So, not above water, just under.
So we would get powers.
Well, those are bad examples, but you chose backflip, so I decided to go with it. I was going to say you want to be the fastest man in the world.
That's because doing backflips have got some pretty good reviews on Joke Yelp.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I thought I'd bring it back again.
Sega, see Kevin. More Sega.
Sega. Sega. I'm just so Sega about it.
Sega, Kevin. Okay. So we've already been over politicians.
Yes.
By the way, we didn't do our politics theme song.
It's only if we realize we're going into politics.
That's true. So we did politicians, but what are some other things?
Something we talked about last time that I think we can get through really quickly this time is that I don't think this would impact religion.
Oh, I think it would.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, the other one is because your character, the how good of a person you are, your selflessness, all those things that religion's already put out as tenets, at that point is kind of measurable.
Yeah, but
this one is the ambition and the passion, which I don't think would relate into there being like a dark side religion.
Oh, I don't think there'd be a dark side religion. I just think there'd be the dark side in religion. Like,
well, I mean, there already is.
Yeah, so
just now it gets lightning.
Yeah, the people who are extremists, the people who are willing to cause harm on others to make sure.
Oh, God, they get the powers.
Yeah, they get the powers because they're passionate about it.
Can you imagine evangelists just like shooting lightning out of their fingertips, being like, praise the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord will save you. Right?
Yeah. But he will not heal you, for that is the wrong side of the force.
Well, they don't know there's another side.
It's true.
Yeah.
But they cannot heal.
Yeah. Honestly, I think there would be some religions that respected that type of view.
Yeah.
Just because if it's always been around,
yeah,
it would be in it.
Well, my God has given me these powers because I am this way.
Yeah, there would also be religions that are like, no, you, like, if you have these powers, you shouldn't use them. They're corrupting, they're dangerous,
yeah,
they put harm on your fellow man.
It's the good dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So, there'd be both sides of the coin
here. Is there that in Star Wars? Are there, like, people who are like, I'm just really good at the dark side, not in The Force Unleashed, because that's the video game I played.
Yeah.
Like, the dark side is corrupting. I can use the powers, but I will not use them in a bad way.
L. Jackson's character?
Yes.
Mace Windu?
Yeah.
He's actually noted for using some dark side powers, even though he's a Jedi. And that's because
he's Samuel Jackson.
Well, he liked certain, like, he liked combat. He liked feeling powerful and stuff like that, but he believed very strongly in the tenets of the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
So there's an instance of someone using it for what they believe to be a good reason.
He also believed that purple lightsabers were just boss.
They were dope.
Yeah, boss. That's the only way. That's the only kind of lightsaber you should have.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson, what a crazy man.
Yeah, pretty awesome though. Thanks, avid listener Samuel Jackson.
Thank you for your reviews.
Thank you for your patronage on Yelp. Not a sponsor, by the way.
Samuel Jackson or Yelp?
Both.
Okay. So you think that religions would embrace this?
Some
would also...
Some would be like, yeah. Some would be like, nah. And other ones would be like, eh?
Well, but the thing that I'm thinking is that the same ones would not have the same power as we have on the light side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would not see the same thing, the same power coming out of, like, you know, the Dalai Lama, to Tibetan, right? I'm right. I said Tibetan in the last episode.
I don't think you did say Tibet, but we did talk about Tibet.
Yeah, because he's okay. And like Buddhists and what we calling the good popes.
Yeah.
You get more out of like evangelists and extremists.
And crusaders. And
crusaders.
The bad popes.
The bad popes would have it in this one.
Yep.
You get like Constantine. He was a pope, right?
Maybe.
Was he the Crusades Pope?
I don't know.
I don't know. We're bad at history.
We don't do research.
We don't do research. My phone is right there. I could look up who Constantine
Don't
was.
Do it, Kevin.
I won't.
Had me worried there. Let's get away from this depressing religion talk.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah.
every player on a professional sports team would have dark side powers.
Holy shit, sports would be awesome! Yeah,
it'd be so good.
Oh my god, football!
Yeah.
Because they would have to ingrain it into the sport.
Yep.
Because when your players can force push and can force lightning and can choke people, you're like, no, now don't choke. That is a foul. But a little push, that is part of the game. It's part of the game.
No force lightning. That causes too many injuries.
Well, no force lightning in football. In basketball, I don't know.
It's true. There'd be differences in different sports.
And there'd be different kinds of sports.
Yep.
Yeah, like the bending games in Legend of Korra.
Yep.
You'd have force sports.
Yep.
Holy shit, this place, even if you don't have the powers, being able to watch people.
Yeah, you get the spectacle.
Yeah.
You know the lumberjack games? Not the lumberjack games. Force lightning games.
The caber toss is just so much more awesome.
What
you have to do is you have to grab it in your hands. You have to enhance yourself with your force powers. Flip the caber over, strike you with lightning, light it on fire, it falls down, and the person who can create the biggest bonfire wins.
Or if they can just explode the log.
Oh, just that's like 30 points.
Wooden shrapnel everywhere.
Everyone has face shields on.
Yeah.
Dangerous, but straight awesome.
Straight up. And police would have to have different riot gear. Because, yeah. Like, some of them would have powers to resist, but other ones would just be normies.
Yeah. Yeah, with their guns.
Yeah.
And their tanks.
And their tanks.
And their tanks and their bombs.
And their guns. In your head.
We went to different parts of the song.
Yeah. We were going the same place, though.
Yeah, we both knew what was happening. I want to get back to sports. I wanted to talk more about awesome sports.
Okay.
I want to talk about a football game where you have, I don't know, football player number one.
Yeah.
And football player number two.
Well, throwing the ball becomes a lot more risky.
You probably, what you'd want to do is you want to have bigger, like, fields.
Yeah.
Because you could whip that ball.
And people would be
Someone else would be like, force push. Someone would be like, force pull.
Yeah.
And he'd be trying to like get the ball down.
Wait, it's like a game of keep the balloon up, but with force powers?
Well, no, eventually your team has to get the ball, though.
Yeah.
Like, because the play doesn't end until the ball touches the ground.
Yeah.
Which means that depending on how good people are, one play could last, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So it'd be the opposite of football right now.
Well, I don't know about that because it's the best versus the best, right?
Yeah.
So they might be like pushing and pulling, but at some point someone's going to be like, wait, I can just end this play by doing this.
Yeah. By force lightning the ball.
Well, that's a foul.
It's a foul.
That's a foul.
But sometimes you have to take a foul.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Track and field?
Well, I mean, they can enhance
like the long jump.
Right? Well, I don't know how much. Well, I think high jump would be better because here again with like the dark side of the force, it's usually just strength.
Well, that's what I mean. Like long jump,
it's strength, like, and a little bit of speed.
Like high jump and long jump.
Yeah,
like yeah, you would just be like you wouldn't. They wouldn't be like all right, a few meters. It'd be like all right, this person jumped half a kilometer.
Yeah. Yeah.
This person almost entered, like, the world record for the high jump would be insane.
It would be crazy.
You'd want to keep the same form, obviously, because, yeah. So they would do the thing where they jump up and, like, bend back, but yeah. They'd be going, like you know, 24, 25 stories into the air.
Yeah, and then, you know, one of their private parts would hit the bar and it would fall down.
Yes, it would.
We would still have that image.
It would still happen.
That would still happen.
It just would be miles in the air.
Yeah. With their blimp camera catching it.
I was going to say something about the high jump.
I have a question. It's not related to sports.
Cut that out. Yep.
Could you use your force lightning to charge batteries?
Here's the weird thing. I don't think I've ever seen the force lightning do lightning things. Like, I think it's just a
representation of the dark power.
Yeah, because you don't shoot someone with lightning and then all of a sudden they're like, you know, burned up.
Yeah.
You said Palpatine got shot with lightning and became jerky.
Yeah. So it's all shriveled up.
Yeah, so it's just hurting someone. So I don't think there's any sort of energy behind, well, any sort of electrical energy behind it.
Gotcha.
If they could find a way to harness force energy, which, I mean, scientists are working on, let's be honest.
Well, really, you could just use the force to push turbines.
That would be an easier way of doing it.
Yeah,
yes.
but that's the hamster in the wheel type idea. I don't feel like people would do that.
There's I'm going back to the Legend of Korra a bunch because here there's a scene where all the firebenders are using their lightning to power a city. They just are get they? Paid for it. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
that's neat.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It is neat. It's a neat thing that happened in this animated show.
Yeah,
but it couldn't happen in real life.
No,
no, no,
no way.
Hamster and wheel situation.
Hamster and a wheel situation.
Well, it depends if they're able to. Well, because you're putting out quite a bit of force when you push.
Yeah.
It depends on how much is coming out of you.
Yeah.
So if the efficiency on that is high enough that for one, like,
yeah, force I guess push, you got to come up with some sort of formula to see how efficient you can make it.
Yeah, because if it's not very efficient, no, it would not be worth your time.
Yeah.
If you could have a pretty high efficiency that the amount of joules that they're pushing out. Joules is force, right?
Yeah. Cool. I think so.
Or is that Newton's?
No, that's Newton's.
Damn it.
Joules is a measurement of energy.
Damn it. Maybe you put out enough. Well, but the Newtons turn into joules.
Yeah.
Yes. Bring it back. Science Kevin's on a roll.
Are you though?
I don't know.
Sega.
I'm on a roll until someone tells me otherwise.
That's true.
But yeah, if like the amount of energy you're putting out and the amount of energy that you're generating is offset enough, then yeah, that would definitely be worth it.
So do you think there would be slaves in this world pushing turbines?
Yes, there would be.
Yeah.
Well, because because you are stronger when you are physically and in any way.
Yeah.
You're better if you are
ambitious and passionate
and aggressive.
Yeah.
Without the light side of the force balancing this out, there's no... It's a terrible thing to say. There's no real reason for anyone to be the other side. I mean, other than just being a good person.
Yeah.
But there's one thing about being a good person and a bad person in the world that we live in right now.
Yeah.
There's nothing where it's like, okay, I can be a good person and be this person, or I can be aggressive and passionate and this. Well, and I'll be that guy who's doing backflips.
Well, the only reason literally not to indulge in your ambition and in the power of the dark side is because if everyone was doing it, and this is why the Sith have the rule of two, if everyone was doing it, it would just be chaos and civilization could not stand. It would be our anarchy.
We do have the bright side that, like, at least when you think about it on the larger stance, you will still have aggressive and passion in those people who are good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The tenets that will give you the dark side powers do not mean you are evil. It means you may be more likely to be evil because aggressiveness is one of them and ambition is one of them.
You're more likely to impinge on others' freedoms than you like with that attitude, right? Because, I mean, we know very passionate people, and I know one person who's like, vaccines should be mandatory, which... Vaccines work, get vaccinated, but and they're like, and there should be a $5,000 fine if somebody doesn't get vaccinated, right? But I'm like, whoa, that's a lot, and that's that like, there are people that will forget, every year, and you're saying $5,000, like that's a little steep.
Also, I don't want to get too much into, like, you know, politics of things. I don't think money's ever really a good, like, motivator of why to do something.
No, it's not.
Because it just punishes the people who don't have money.
Like how interrogation is not actually a good way of getting the truth.
No. It's good way of getting people to say what you want them to say.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right. Those are real things.
Is it time for commercial?
You know what? I think it is.
Okay.
I think it's time for commercial.
Let's go away from the sad place. Sega, everybody.
Sega.
This week's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by the taste of envelope glue. That wonderful, slightly adhesive tongue taste.
Yeah, you know the one. The one when you're, like... trying to close it up and you gotta lick it, get a little bit of paper.
It doesn't matter if you drink water, it just sort of stays there, like it's stuck to your tongue.
Yeah and you know that you gotta do it to get it stuck on, but
you don't really want to eat anything else for a while because you know it's just gonna, the taste is just gonna be there.
Yeah, you make that gross look with your face and you're like, all right, I gotta close that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're thinking, I should have gotten that dabber pen.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have to lick all these envelopes.
That's what we're brought to you by. Yeah. We're brought to you by that.
Welcome to the dark side.
Oh, wait, sorry. Wait, what? We're not actually talking about Darth Vader. So
no, no, he doesn't exist. I don't do it.
Here, I'll be Bane instead.
Yes, you've embraced the darkness, but I was born in it.
Check out my sweet lightning.
Yes, I will break your back, Batman, and you will know my name. Say my name, Batman.
What, is that a moment?
Yeah. In the original Bane comic, he's all like obsessed. He's obsessed with Batman saying his name.
Look how cool my name is. You're just Batman. I'm Bane.
Say my name. Say my name. When no one is around you, say, Bane, I love you.
This is weird, Bane. I don't want to do it.
Where are the drugs, Bane?
Just tell me the drugs are Bane.
Where's Rachel?
Your back's already broken, Batman. Just say it. Where are the drugs?
Say my name, Batman, and I'll tell you where the drugs are.
I'll never do it. Where's Rachel? I'm the world's greatest detective.
What are we talking about?
Where's the detonator? Dark side.
So the dark side.
Batman's also born in the dark. You know what? Batman would have powers.
He would.
He would.
He definitely
he
have
would
powers.
No longer be unpowered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Kevin.
Yes.
Would children have dark side powers?
I was thinking the exact same thing. Because we know in the light side world, they don't.
Yeah.
No, because they don't have empathy.
Yeah.
However, they don't need it. They just need aggression.
And passion.
And ambition.
And I think children have that.
So I think, here's the thing. I think some of them would have it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, yeah.
You're right. Some kids are just like, I'm going to sit in a sandbox and poop.
That child's 8 years old. We need to stop him.
You can't stop me. I'm pooping.
I'm never going to grow up. All the kids who are like, I'm never going to grow up. Yeah, they don't have powers.
No.
But all the ones who are like, someday I'm going to be president of the United States. Lightning!
Yeah.
Yeah, those children have it.
Yeah. I'm going to be an astronaut.
Lightning!
Force choke.
Billy force choked his teacher today. Oh, that's awesome. Well, I mean, we're happy that he's so motivated.
Report cards. Billy is very motivated.
Force pushing the girl that he likes.
Yep. Oh, man. Junior high would be the worst. The absolute worst. The girl would walk by and she likes you, but you don't pay attention to her, so she like zaps you a little bit with force lightning.
Pay attention to me.
And then the guy that likes her notices that, so he force chokes you a little bit.
Well,
teachers got to break it up.
I have a question. So the big thing is passion, ambition, and aggression.
Yeah.
So football players.
Yep.
Because especially
the ones that want to be professional, the one who's just like, I like playing football with my friends.
No, they don't have force powers.
No, they don't.
Which, because we know how football works in this world,
they're bad at football.
Means they would be bad at football.
They're bad at football.
Meanwhile, the ones who are like, yeah, I'm going to play football. I'm going to be a professional football player. They're really fucking good at football because football involves using your mind to push the ball.
Yeah, obviously, though, they still do get a lot of concussions.
Do you know who else would have probably some pretty good powers?
Mathletes. Yeah.
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 They would use their mind, but it wouldn't be any use to them.
Well, it would, because the jocks would come over and be like, get out of my way, nerd. And the nerd would be like, force choke.
Well, it'd be a different like social structure.
Yeah.
Yeah. The jocks would not want to bully like the mathletes. Because they would also have powers.
Oh, I just realized something sad.
What?
All the Hufflepuffs get bullied.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the stoners.
All the nice people.
All the burnouts.
All the burnouts.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they would get bullied.
Yeah.
I mean, unless if they got, like, the drama people to protect them.
That's true.
The drama people who wanted to act, not the ones who are like, oh, this is an easy class, I'll take this.
Yeah, no, the people who are serious about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be the ones who are shooting light, who are doing the special effects for the shows.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only are they doing the special effects, but when the budget comes in and the school's like, maybe we should get all our football players new helmets, the theater people will be like, no, build us a goddamn new theater.
Lightning!
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, Kevin.
I know.
Just so everyone knows, because this isn't live, every single time Kevin says lightning, he leans back, points his two hands in the air like they're guns, and screams it at the roof.
Pew, 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 lightning!
Let me guess what you would like your element to be if you had elemental powers.
Wind.
Oh. I was going to say...
I'm kidding, it's lightning!
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, no, school would be horrible.
Yeah, yeah, it would be. If you did not... Well, it is this weird thing where that if you in high school was like, I know what I'm doing. I have goals for the future. It's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
This is my ambition. This is my passion. And I will succeed at it. You probably had a pretty good school life.
Probably.
This is one of those weird worlds that we come up with where telling someone, hey, just do it, is a pretty good like motivation, because if they have passion in something, if they have ambition, if they are willing to do anything to get what they need. Like the Slytherins rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Gryffindor.
Yeah, Slytherins, because, I mean, they're the same thing.
They're basically
Slytherin
the same
and Gryffindor
thing.
Are the same thing. It's just the
Slytherin's
way...
Slytherin's just more ambition, and Gryffindor's more passion.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also, it's why you do it. We talked about this before.
Yeah, we talked about it
before. Yeah, yeah. I killed that man. Why?
See episode. I forget what episode.
I'll probably cut that in. I probably won't.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one we said that
in. See episode blank. Insert episode number here.
Go to our Wikipedia.
Where you can check what our Super Sentai team is.
Oh, man, we were crazy in the past.
I don't know what you're talking about, Kevin.
Quiet. Quiet, you.
I've returned from the burning hells.
So it'd be this, like, anybody who has that passion, that ambition, you'd be able to see them. So I'm trying to think of, like...
I mean, here's the thing. Also, it kind of becomes, like, you can lose your dark side powers, right?
Yeah, if you become complacent.
Those people that are beaten down and just like, oh, I'm just going to work my 9-to-5 until I get to retirement, and then I'm going to go to Florida and live there for the rest of my life with all the other crazy people.
Yeah. They don't really have powers.
They wouldn't have powers anymore.
No.
So really, also, a person with if you have dark side powers, you're a person who still has dreams, basically.
Yeah. Well, if you're like a CEO and you're just one of those bored millionaires, you have no powers because you have no ambition anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just like, oh yeah, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. If you go on your first date and you don't have any dark side powers, you don't really like that person.
Let me see. We went on a date, and it was going good, but he couldn't show me his lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't like me enough.
Didn't like me enough.
I was shooting off lightning everywhere.
Yeah, I thought it was going really well.
Bam, bam, lightning everywhere.
It was so romantic, he force-choked the waiter for me.
In bed, I don't mind a little force-choking. It shows that he's
into
it.
Didn't know you
it.
Were so kinky, Kevin.
There's nothing wrong with a little force play.
Oh, Sega.
Sega.
That was actually, I liked your force play joke.
It was pretty good.
It was a pretty good one.
Good
joke. I'll give you that one.
8 out of 10. Might tell again.
Might tell again on Yelp.
All right, so we've gone through sports, which are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Politics, which is... scary.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah, oh my God.
I mean, sports are kind of scary, too.
I have
too,
a question.
But...
We live in a post-Donald Trump world now.
Yep.
Well, no, we live in a Donald Trump world now. It's not post-Donald Trump.
Not yet.
He's still around.
Still there.
He's still there.
We live in a post-Obama world. Almost.
Almost. Would Donald Trump have had... Well, because... Like,
Donald Trump is living lightning in this world.
Well, no, here's the weird thing. I don't know, when I look at him, I actually see ambition and passion and aggression.
Yeah, I guess he's...
I sort of just see, like, yeah.
It's just a lot of ego.
Yeah. When ego does not give you powers.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I think Hillary would have had powers.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, my God. She would have had powers.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah. She would have had... lightning coming out of her fingertips, she would have been able to just
push anyone.
She would
have been hovering across the floor, never touching the ground.
You know, Donald Trump would have been like, I just don't think she's a good president. All the scandals.
Yeah.
Hillary, can you please not? Please don't.
And she'd be smiling.
Please stop. Please
welcome
stop.
Welcome your new dark lord, America.
Man, what a shit show that election was and yep. will be in our world.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, she also wouldn't have the light side powers. Let's be honest.
No, she would not.
In the light side, they both would have been the exact same.
Yeah.
In the dark side. What a world.
What a world. So we talked about politics. We talked about sports. We talked about the schoolyard.
About religion.
Well, we talked about it a little bit.
Well, the big thing that I'm thinking about it is that, yeah, you'd have it out of the extremists.
Yeah.
Which would mean we'd have a world where extremists versus extremists would be like a super-powered battle.
Yeah, all the time.
Terrifying.
Whereas in the light side world, you had the peacekeepers with the force. Now it's just the two sides that are fighting each other.
The Middle East would be a crater.
Well, probably not, but it would be a wasteland.
Well, because the big thing about that is you would have two extremists just fighting, just outright doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
With no superpowered peacekeepers to keep them down. Well, wait, no.
No, there'd be some.
You would, because if your passion...
Is
and
your passion
ambition
is
peace,
yeah.
you would have it.
Yeah.
Like...
No, well, maybe. I don't know. It's difficult because peace is...
Well, look at
it's inherently not about self, right?
No, but look at the superheroes. Look at Iron Man. Look at Batman. Look at Superman. Look at all of them. They want peace.
Yeah.
And they are... You cannot say that they aren't passionate about it or ambitious.
Well,
about
I guess the thing is, if you want peace for yourself,
yeah,
is the stipulation you have to put there, because it can't just be like I want everyone to be happy. That's not dark side.
No,
that's not an ambition.
No, but if it's like everyone will be safe and I will ensure that everyone is safe.
Yeah,
they will be safe behind.
Yeah, then that's dark side powers.
Behind my terrible shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dark side.
Behind my shield of darkness, there is only light.
I will make it so. Lightning!
Also, monster trucks, way more awesome now. You jump over like five city buses and there's lightning coming out.
You force push to give the truck a little bit more oomph so you can go even further.
Somebody else is going, your competitor, you use a little force push to make it crash. Oh my god, NASCAR!
Oh my god, NASCAR! We have found no foul play when we were looking over the footage. I know he did it. I know he force pushed my car.
NASCAR isn't like NASCAR, like Formula 100 or 500 or whatever. That is just death race now.
Yeah!
That is just a death race.
Because the people who are still alive are the ones with the most ambition. It's like survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
And all the people who don't have the ambition are, you know what? Fuck it. Killed off
probably.
By other people.
If you have enough ambition, you probably don't care about killing somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. NASCAR, Formula One, all those things, just death race.
You know, I'm going to say retconned. I don't think we get to the modern era in this world.
You think we're looking at a stopper? You think?
Here's the thing. I think
at a certain
low point.
World.
Well, I think here's the thing. At a certain point, a person with ambition is going to hoard whatever technological advances they have. Right. So a big reason why we're in the modern era is because of globalization, of people talking with each other and working together to spread these technologies. But not only that, if that guy over there, Kevin.
Yeah.
If Stan knows how to make iron and you only have brass weapons, what are you going to do if you have the ambition?
You're going to shoot him with lightning.
You're going to shoot him with lightning, but you're also going to try and figure and steal how you make iron, right? So there'd be a lot more sabotage in this world.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing, like, you're talking about, I agree, there'll be a lot more probably isolationism.
Yeah, also... If you can shoot force lightning, why do you need a sword?
Well, you don't. You need just a force lightning.
Exactly. Why do you need armor? You don't because it just goes right through the armor.
No, but the thing is that we get leaps in technology then.
Yeah, maybe.
Like you don't necessarily have to go through all those other steps to get to where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably We'd learn how to forge steel, but we wouldn't forge it for swords. We'd forge it for other machines. We forge it for those turbines that you push with the force push.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Where is the impetus in history to do that?
Well,
why did people learn how to forge metal?
To kill each other with.
And like you could make an argument that it was for tools, but really, if you have dark side powers, do you need a trowel? No, you can just push the dirt out of the way.
Yeah, but I think the only specific people could do that. I think the idea is that
I'm not saying that like society wouldn't advance. I just don't think it would advance in the same way.
You know what? One thing I just thought when you mentioned that, if we're gonna go from like way back, it's always been around.
Yeah,
I think everyone has the powers.
Oh yeah, probably
because there's no reason not to have them.
It's way more like evolutionary. Well, it's way better.
Just talking about like once again survival of the fittest.
Yeah,
the only people who would survive and have any sort of viable life, not just because other people would kill them, but because you would not be able to sustain yourself, are the people who have the ability to do all these force powers. Because we're not talking about a world where some people have the powers.
Yeah,
everyone has the powers in this world.
Well. It's either that or it becomes a thing where the leader always has the power type thing. And then you form into tribes and sects. And I think city-states would probably be a thing that sprung up.
Well, you said just the leader, but anybody who... This is the Starscream situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, yeah, the leader has the powers, but...
Well, it's a tribal thing, right? Eventually somebody would splinter off and try and form another group.
I mean, but let's be honest. Who do you think has more passion and ambition, and who has more aggression? The person who's already in charge,
or the person who's coming up,
or the person who's coming
up?
Well,
it depends what that person's goal is. Like Megatron, I would say Megatron actually has more ambition than Starscream does, because all Starscream really wants is to be leader of the Decepticons. Megatron wants is to rule the universe with an iron fist.
I mean, it's very easy for him. Because his fist is already made of iron.
That's true. He just has to grasp the universe.
Which I shall do one day.
Yeah.
He does not... No, Starscream has a terrible voice.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try and do it.
Just shout into your microphone really up close and I'll do it. Please don't.
No, I'm not going to do
that. Please don't do that.
Everyone just tore out their earbuds when you said that.
The big thing that I'm thinking of is that I don't think the passion and ambition of that thing also equates to selfishness.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. So you still have people like, let's take a look at like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He wants to go to Mars.
Yeah.
He has ambition.
Yeah.
He has passion. He even has funds. He would have powers.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is that like, if your big thing is like I want to better the world, so everyone will thank me for it.
Yeah, you have powers.
Yeah, but in the end, you're still bettering the world.
Yeah,
this is one of those worlds where sometimes if your end goal is good and
passion is not a bad thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
I consider myself a passionate person.
You think you're the passionate one? I don't know why we didn't pull that out yet.
Can you wail, Kevin?
I cannot wail. I am not a whale, nor can I wail. None of those things are true.
This is true?
But the idea is that what you would get is that, yeah, the reason you want to progress the world would change. You would want to do it so that people would be like, thank you for doing it.
I guess the big question is here, what gives more power? Ambition? Or passion. Or aggression. Because if aggression gives the most power, right, then you're in a situation where everyone's just fighting each other all the time.
I don't know enough about the dark side of the Force to know what gives the most power.
When has that stopped us before, Kevin?
I think passion.
Yeah.
I think being passionate about something gives more power than... Just because ambition is just wanting to do something. Because you could sit there and be like, man, I wish I was rich and famous. But if you have no passion behind it, you're just someone sitting
there
doing something.
That's true.
And if you're really angry, but you're just like, like pathetically flopping around being like, I'm angry, I'm so mad at everything. You can't do anything. Passion is the only thing that drives you forward.
Yeah.
So passion has to be where the power comes from.
That's true. Yeah.
So the people who are the most passionate are the ones who have the best power.
Yeah. So basically in this world, extremists have the most power.
Yes. We just have to hope that the extremists that we're getting are the good extremists, the ones who are like, my extremism. So
the question we're asking here in this world to see if it progresses is humanity good or evil? Basically.
And that question we will answer next week.
Will we?
I don't know, maybe. It's a very short episode, but I like ending it there.
Okay.
I like ending with this super, like, is humanity good or evil?
Yeah.
And be like, well, anyway.
Well, what time do you think we'll be at if we stop right around now?
What time do I think we'll be out at?
Yeah.
I think we'll probably be at 55 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, maybe a little bit less. Depends on how long we take with the ending.
Yeah.
You know, it'll probably be only about 53 minutes.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Well, at least we're over 50 minutes. I think 50 in an hour is our thing.
So here we've come to the end of our first two-parter. The first twofer.
I hope you enjoyed the twofer.
If you did, perhaps you'd like to leave a rating and review on your iTunes account.
Yes, yes. Specifically for the third space.
For the third space.
Yes.
Yes. Perhaps you'd like to talk to your friends about it.
Yeah.
Perhaps you have friends that like Star Wars.
Perhaps you'd like to talk to us about it.
Yes,
yes.
On our Twitter.
Third Space Cast.
Or individually, for me at Mighty Thews.
And for me at Strawman K. Weir.
Or perhaps you'd like to visit our website, www.thirdspacepodcast.com.
You can also send us an email at thirdspacepodcast. Nope. Yeah, thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
I do want to say, before we get to the last bit of our thing, I think what I'm going to do is that when this episode comes out of the twofer, I'm going to put up a poll on Twitter asking you which of those two worlds you would want to live in.
Yep.
Very, very clear. Where I'm not asking if you want to be light side or dark side. I want to know that between the world we described in the light side and between the world we described in the dark side, which one you want to live in. I just want to see what comes out of that one.
Yep.
I don't know how many people we have following us that will actually go in the Twitter, but if you have an opinion, go onto our Twitter.
Yeah.
You'll find the poll and just pick light side or dark side. Which world would you want to live in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by the Diablo Swing Orchestra.
And I think that's it.
Yeah, I think so.
There's nothing really else coming
out. I don't think we have anything else.
Go see Star Wars Rogue One when it comes out in theaters.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor. Not a sponsor, but it looks like it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, if you like Star Wars, then go have some fun.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the most recent trailer for it.
Yeah.
The one where they show the rest of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a very, like...
A-team?
Yeah, A-team vibe.
Yeah.
You got the robot. You got Donnie Yen, who I did not realize in that movie. I'm so excited for.
You got the guy who doesn't like drinking milk.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, sorry. Doesn't like flying.
He does not like flying, but he'll drink the milk because it keeps him strong, and then he gets passed out because they drug him repeatedly.
Yeah.
Except for his blue milk.
That won't have lasting implications.
Well, why do you think he talks in the third person?
Jeremy doesn't know why he does that. Join us next week on the Third Space, where we both try to learn Swahili live.
I'm going to give a quick prediction. We're both going to be really bad at it.
Probably.
Probably going to be very bad at it.
Probably. Do you know any other languages, Kevin?
No.
No? I can do a pretty good job of the Hutt impression.
No, cool.
Yay!
You know what? I changed my mind. Join us next week when we learn how to speak Huttese.
Yeah!
Yeah!